The Big Read Poughkeepsie will take place over the next month, where this year's title to read as a community is Cynthia Ozick's The Shawl. The book was selected in recognition of the 75th anniversary of Kristallnacht. The Little Read Companion Program for younger readers focuses on titles related to the Holocaust and the World War II era. In The Shawl, readers will be moved by the story of Rosa Lublin. While Rosa lived through the Holocaust, her tiny daughter Magna did not. Magna's shawl symbolizes the past that Rosa cannot escape, a life stolen by those she calls thieves, filled with memories of the horror of the Holocaust and the unfillable emptiness of its aftermath. Here to tell us more about The Big Read Poughkeepsie, we welcome Big Read coordinator Jewel Ratzlaff. Am I right on that, Ratzlaff?
Yep.
Excellent. Also joining us is Dr. Werner Steger, who is professor and guest lecturer for The Big Read, and Stephanie Laffin, who is representing the Poughkeepsie City School District. She is a literacy coach and English department head and has been involved. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I see you reacting. I'm wondering if I have things right. And has been involved in the Big Read for years, and it's a great pleasure to have this trio with us. So thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you.
So, Jewel, let us begin with you of how this whole thing came about.
Well, the National Endowment for the Arts offers these Big Read grants to communities,
yep.
And this is the seventh year that the Poughkeepsie Library District has received grant money for the Big Read project. And so it's my job as coordinator to gather school districts and other libraries, colleges, and other organizations together to kind of create great programming for individuals, great opportunities for people in the community to read great literature, talk about it, reflect on it, learn from each other, and build a better understanding of the history in this case, and you know, kind of process tough issues. This is not light reading, of course, and some of the questions and topics that we're going to be talking about are, of course, they're hard. But I think that as we meet together with other people, and as we use the music, and we have concerts, and we use art, and that, you know, tapping into the fine arts helps us sometimes to really process deep, difficult things. So that's what we're trying for.
You know, I'm sure in being in the library system, you know this. But if you have any doubts, just look at my desk. There are a lot of books out.
Yeah.
So what brought you to this particular book? A lot to choose from. What drew you to this one?
Well, to begin with, the National Endowment for the Arts has a limited number of books that we can choose from.
Oh, they winnow it down for you.
Yes, they do.
Oh, let's see what was in the running.
They have about 35 titles that we can choose from if we want a grant for the Big Read.
Well, these are all winners.
Oh, they're terrific books. But we chose The Shawl this year specifically because it coincides, our time frame coincides with the 75th anniversary of Kristallnacht. And we will be having a Kristallnacht commemoration on November 9 at the Bar de Vaughan in Poughkeepsie. And Dr. Steger will be part of that event. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons why we chose it. Last year we had more of a light, fun book with Dashiell Hammett's Maltese Falcon. And so we thought, well, okay, maybe we could handle something a little heavier this year.
So let us talk a little bit about this, Dr. Steger, about what it is that you'll be talking about and how you can use this book as a springboard for obviously a much larger discussion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will be giving a lecture on October 27th. It's actually titled The Gray Zones, Holocaust Victims and the Collapse of Their Moral World. And the lecture will expand, I think, on one of the central themes of The Shawl, which is the horrific choices that Holocaust victims sometimes have had to make in order to survive. And those choices sometimes led to the death of other victims. And in The Shawl, of course, that victim is the girl, is the toddler, Magda, who is protected by the shawl. It keeps the girl quiet. It's winter. And at some point, Stella, which I guess is, she is marked as cousin, older cousin, takes the shawl from her, and because she doesn't want to freeze to death. And so the girl dies because children are not allowed to live in the camp situation. Mm. And in Auschwitz, for example, if you were, you know, if you, if a woman gave birth to a child, both child and mother would be killed immediately. And so Rosa decides to raise this child, to keep this child alive by, you know, wrapping her in that shawl, and by taking the shawl away, basically, you know, the child starts to cry. A guard takes the child, throws her in the electric fence, and Stella, who took the shawl, has to live for the rest of her life, you know, by knowing that, that's what she did. Interestingly enough, the shawl, then Rosa, the mother, then stuffs the shawl into her mouth, preventing her from crying out as the child is killed. So the shawl also saves Rosa's life, because if she had cried out and identified herself as the mother of the child, she too would have been killed. And so the child was sacrificed. And the sort of the broader theme of that story, and it's fiction, but it's very plausible, right, historically, is, of course, that there's no redemption in the Holocaust. There's no redemption for those who are killed, and there's no redemption for those who survived, because so many of them who survived feel guilty and distraught about having, you know, brought about the death of others. And that sort of thing characterizes the infernal system that the Nazis set up, that, you know, you kill people, but before you kill people, you even deprive them the solace of dying as innocents. So,
as I mentioned in the introduction, the Big Read Poughkeepsie is sponsored by the Poughkeepsie Public Library District, but also the schools are very much a part of this as well. Stephanie Laffin is with the Poughkeepsie City School District, a literacy coach and head of the English department there. And having been involved with Big Read programs for many years, how does this help you in your ultimate efforts of bringing good literature to kids?
We're grateful for the funds, the materials that are provided by the Big Read, and it allows us to help our students explore topics that fit in with the curriculum and work alongside the curriculum. Something like the Shaw allows us to explore other related nonfiction texts, and we can study this in a variety of classes. We have an AP Literature class that's studying, as well as two of our Dutchess Community College classes taught there at the high school. Our art teachers worked in the spring to work with students on developing art and for the brochure. And our global history teachers also will have the opportunity to use this when it fits in with their curriculum as well later in the spring. So as far as examining the text and talking about the historical context that it falls into, we're happy to be able to allow our students to explore that. But also, I think it's wonderful for our students to be able to participate as part of the larger community as they examine the literature through art and music and historical context as well, to be able to understand that literature and art and music have a larger place and that they fit into that as well.
If this whole school thing doesn't work out for you, you got a great voice for radio.
Thank you.
It's a really, really great voice. Or some other profession that would pay a lot more. I assume, Jewel, that these partnerships are very important, obviously, to bring in young people as well as the whole community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The programming that we have organized, there are about 70 programs that are public events that are, some are for kids, some are for teens, some are for adults, some are for people who are interested in writing, some are more interested in, you know, book clubs and exploring crafts. And I mean, there's a wide spectrum. We have, I think, at least 19 films being shown throughout the Big Read period. But then with the Little Read, there are libraries that are studying and schools that are studying The Devil's Arithmetic and Stephanie, maybe you want to talk a little bit about the Little Read book that the fifth graders in the Poughkeepsie school system are going to be reading.
Sure. My colleague Julie Falco is responsible for the Little Read in the Poughkeepsie City School District, and they are studying a nonfiction text called Escape from the Holocaust, which focuses on Nicholas Winton, an English banker who helped save 669 Jewish children. And they're studying this at the library, through the librarian, and with some extended work that allows them to study that text and also to participate in, you know, a larger sense of the community. And they also relate that to their curriculum and some of the modules that we're working on through the Common Core. So it allows them to participate in the curriculum, but also to kind of be a larger part of the big read.
This all gets underway on October 20th, which is this coming weekend, and will run for pretty much a month.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so this little powerful book takes over an entire community for a month, which is pretty great.
Yep, that's awesome. We have a calendar that we put together, and there is something happening every single day. And of course, some days there's five and six things happening on that day, somehow related to the big read. And then there's lots more happening behind the scenes in the schools and at different places throughout. I just want to encourage folks to check it out. And, this Sunday, it's a combination of students from Spackenkill High School who have put together some performances and put together an art show, as well as a lecture from Dr. Joshua Coatson of Marist College. And we'll be screening an interview with Cynthia Ozick, the author, about a 20-minute interview. And then, of course, we've got the Kristallnacht program at the Bardavon on November 9th. Did you want to say anything more about
yes,
that?
Yes, this... Obviously, the broader, you know, it's consistent with the broader theme of the big read, the 75th anniversary of the Kristallnacht pogrom. And I think what we're, the shawl is during the Holocaust. The Kristallnacht pogrom is before the Holocaust, but it is a bridge to the Holocaust. And this will be, in a sense, a theme that, once you commemorate, once houses of worship burn at some point, then people will burn, and of course, this is then when we get to the shawl. So, and I hope that people will come out for it. It's going to be at the Bardavon Theater on November 9th.
Mm-hmm. There is there's a lot going on, and the best way to find out about it is to pick up a great program, and you can go to POK. LIB, which is short for Poughkeepsie Library. It's poklib.org for more information and find out how you can get in on all of this. Again, it kicks off on Sunday, October 20th. The book is The Shawl by Cynthia Ozick, and you can find out more information at their website, poklib.org. Jewel and Werner and Stephanie, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure, and have a wonderful month exploring this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.